What not? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I didn't know you guys were in here.
No, no, we're just sitting here.
I couldn't see your hands. Hey, Pam, by the way, it's great that you're dating, but when a new client calls, you just have to randomly assign them to a salesperson. You can't base who gets new clients on who you're sleeping with that week. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And that is why we waited so long to tell people.
The Don and Mike Show.
And that's normally when that guy, that actor, looks at the camera.
Yeah, he's the best one on the show for looks.
I really think he's a for crap actor. But as far as one takes for the camera, like giving a knowing glance.
Nobody does it better. I think that's the sole reason he's on that show.
He's so good.
He is.
Hey, what's our phone number?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What time it is?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hope Michael Hughes is feeling okay.
Too late.
You mother-grabbing bastard!
Don't care.
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
You know.
Don
and Mike Show.
Hey, let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, I want you to, as far as the cook show goes, Rachel Ray is, she's okay, but the distracting smile, every time she smiles real big, she looks exactly like the Joker.
That's good. I agree with you 100% here, pal. You know who the hottie is as far as cooking on television that's
who's
really...
That?
She gets a lot of play, but she's
Paula
not...
Paula Deen?
well, that goes without saying.
After her.
You know, I made her oyster stuffing one year.
I'll bet.
Goddamn right I did. Giada De Laurentiis.
Yeah, no idea.
And you want to talk about Clivaggio Grande. She's also on the Today Show occasionally. Yeah. You've seen her probably on the Today Show. She does little cooking segments, and she's all over the Food Network. And then there's this little segment where she likes to take us out to little restaurants, and she is always, always blessing us with the plunging neckline.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is this Giada? Is this Giada De Laurentiis?
I don't think you should be hot after any girl who's named Jihad.
It's Giada.
Jihad.
It's not J-I-H-A-D-D-A.
Jihad.
It's G-I-A-D-D-A, I believe.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Giada.
Hello.
Joy Bierman or Barbara Walters?
Joy Bierman?
Or Barbara Walters.
Hold on. Do you mean Joy Behar?
I would prefer her name to include some sort of beer, but perhaps.
Do you mean the big cow from The View? Which one of the cows?
I don't watch the show.
Well, if you're saying Joy Behar, it's easy for me. It's Behar. Behar in a minute, as they are today. Come on. There's no way. I know you don't like Joy.
I have news for you. I think Barbara Walters has got a set of old lady boobs that would knock you down like a 10-pin.
And I think Behar would be surprisingly better preserved than you think she is.
I think Joy Behar's face is ridiculous.
Ridiculous in a good way. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like silly.
But she does have big boobs.
I love playing this game, though. But no, really, think about it. Now, you're all hopped up on painkillers.
Would you stop that? I took that thing over 2.5 hours
ago. Well, you took it 2.5 hours ago, and you're talking about wanting to do Barbara Walters.
If it's who would I have the choice of doing, Barbara Walters or Joy Behar?
Walters or Behar?
I swear on any god that you bring to me, I would do Barbara Walters first.
Even one of those, like, little golden goat idols?
I would like to see Barbara Walters naked. I would like to see what's going on underneath that sweater. I would like to see her cottage cheesy legs. I would like to see her crow's nest.
You know, they show on that little website we go to occasionally, newsfilter.org.
I'm curious.
They show the elderly sometimes in very, very nasty positions. Yeah, and I always look in on those photos. And I've seen a couple of them lately where I think Walters would look like that.
Don't get me wrong.
Think of the clothing. Think of the satcheling. Think of the wax paper they use to strap her up, make her look presentable.
I'm not here saying.
How about Walters or Joan Rivers?
Oh, Barbara Walters.
That's easy. Yeah,
Barbara
sure.
Walters in a heartbeat.
You see, I might actually go with Joan Rivers.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you what you're missing. Gentlemen, what you're missing is how much effort is put into. I am saying when you get her first thing in the morning, when she wakes up, she is, I would venture to say, she would be unrecognizable. She would look, she would be totally unrecognizable.
That's any woman, regardless of
any woman, but it's all by degree.
Listen, I'm not here saying, I think Barbara Walters is the sweetest piece of ass in the world, and my God, we've got to do her. Mm-hmm. You simply threw it out.
Behar or Walters?
Behar or Walters, and I said, for historical reasons, because I'm curious, because I do think she has a hot old lady body, and I've heard stories that Barbara Walters screwed JFK and screwed other people. I mean,
JFK, where did you hear that?
Way back.
That she did JFK?
Yes.
Here's the thing about Barbara Walters. The great secret about her, I think, is she's a dirty birdie. I think she's a lot naughty. I don't crave seeing her naked, but from an attitude standpoint, I think she's very naughty.
You want to talk about naughty? You got Behar. She'd be naughty.
Okay.
She'd be a naughty, naughty girl.
Give me someone who compares better.
To Barbara Walters?
No, to Joy Behar.
To Joy Behar?
Or to Barbara Walters, if we're keeping it on the
All right, how about Brad Garrett? Somehow I just continuously want to bring up Brad Garrett on the show today.
Fair. How about Whoopi or Behar? I think that's a closer contest.
I would do Behar, because I think Whoopi's fat as S.
Boy, that's tough. I might have to go with Behar.
No brainer for me.
You're disqualified, Robert.
Shocker.
Whoopi for me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Behar or Tyra Banks? For you, Rob. Yeah, struggle with that one.
We must talk.
You struggle.
You're torturing him.
God almighty.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How about Leah Remini or Kevin James?
Kevin James.
Silly, silly. We were taking this very seriously.
Yeah. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi, Don and Mike, a long-time listener since 1985, first-time caller.
We thank you, and we will not hang up on you, even though you said that.
She had something in between the long-time listener and first-time caller.
Well, I love you guys, and I just wanted to say, what about the chick on House with the lady from The Office?
Now, she's outstanding, Lisa Edelstein, I don't know how to we've had her on the show before. Yeah. She's really... Is it Edelstein or Edelstein?
When we had her on the program, she was an absolutely delightful interview, and I'm trying to remember, if I remember correctly, it was Edelstein.
I will tell you something on the Greg House show this
All right, how
week.
About...
She showed lots of cleavage. She did.
Yeah.
How about Lisa Edelstein or Freddie Edelstein?
Mike, I believe Freddie Edelstein is either dead or in jail.
I think.
Is he in jail?
Didn't he like a Bunko squad?
He did
come
something
after?
Crooked.
Hey, the Bunko squad's after you, pal.
And we always save time by just calling him Fredelstein.
Fredelstein.
And here you go. I've got one for you. Are you still there on the phone, Shelley?
Yes, I am.
I've got the one to come up with the lady against House.
All right.
Fran Drescher or Lisa Edelstein.
Oh, it's easy for me. Lisa Edelstein.
Yeah, easy.
Done.
Definitely Lisa.
But while you're talking House, what about the young doctor that assists House, that lady, versus the lady on Bones?
Oh, Bones. I don't know. I don't even know Bones.
I got one bone I'm concerned with right now. It's not on Fox, I'll tell you that.
You watch all those shows. You watch, like, Numbers, Bones. Do you watch Cold Case?
I don't watch Cold
Case. You watch anything.
Oh,
not everything. You watch anything.
Daggers. I do. I watch anything.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to say you guys are forgetting one important girl that's back on the show, that's back on TV.
Who's that?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Who?
Kaylee Cuoco. She was on Eight Simple Rules. Now she's on The Big Bang Theory.
Is she the blonde? This is when I become aware of the fact there simply are too many television shows that are mediocre. There are too many television shows that aren't really go-to.
This is the show that's on CBS.
It's the one with David Spade, right?
No. The CW show?
No, this is the CBS. One with the two computer nerds and the hot blonde across the hall.
Give me one star that's on Eight Simple Rules.
John
Ritter.
Kalicki. The guy
John
for...
Ritter.
John Ritter.
Oh, Eight Simple Rules?
Yeah.
John Ritter.
He was on, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's true.
The late John Ritter was the star of Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Also, the late James Corner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Hi there, buddy.
Hey, I've got a Who Would You Do, but before we do that, did you guys notice Mindy, who plays Kelly Kapoor on The Office, did you guys pick up on the scars that are on her shoulders?
I did.
On the back of her back?
Yeah, she had, I actually thought they looked like little moles. I couldn't really make out exactly what they were.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Just
why doesn't somebody give me anybody in the world to put up against her? Trying to see if there's anybody in the world that I would do her over.
The Indian chick?
Yeah. Because
I'm
telling you something. I wouldn't do her with Gandhi's D.
What about versus the redhead on The Office?
That's a pretty good one,
you'd
Buzz.
Do her then.
No, I would not.
No?
Oh, God.
Not the redhead, please. I love redheads, but not that one.
Then we could have the famous redhead battle.
How about Adrienne Barbeau or Adrienne Barbeau?
I guess you still got an Adrienne Barbeau thing happening.
I saw that picture on the internet the other day of the one from the Swamp Thing. Was that what she was in?
Mm-hmm. Like, great.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You're right. If it's the Indian chick on The Office or the lady with red hair, who incidentally, fellas, we are allegedly supposed to have as a guest on the show next week. Mm-hmm. So let's be nice about her.
All right, let's do that.
I'm sure she's listening right now.
But I'm with you.
Don't like the Indian chick on The Office?
I just said I would do the Indian chick before the old lady.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Before the lady with the red hair.
The old lady with the red hair.
The alcoholic lady.
Hold on. I got one for you from The Office.
Okay.
This is really more in the spirit of Who Would You Do. The lady from The Office, the fat lady who just got married.
That we played a tape of her just a moment ago.
Uh-huh. Or the redhead.
The redhead. Easily.
I have to
in
go
a heartbeat.
Because, you know, I saw Phyllis all dolled up at the Emmy Awards, and they did everything
is
they could.
Who is Phyllis?
The fat lady.
Okay.
They dolled her up at the Emmy Awards, and she just looked as good as she could, and I have to say the redhead.
The redhead. Yeah, no question about
that's
it.
That's a miserable choice.
It is, isn't it?
I guess. No, I'll go with Phyllis. What the hell? It's, you know,
just to be different.
There's no winning in this game.
Yeah, me too. I'd go with the redhead, too. The old red. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Eva Longoria or Jessica Alba?
Oh, not bad. That's it. And that is the spirit of the game, that you have to get two people where it's a bit of a dilemma.
Thank you, my friend. They're either very hideous or very hot. Mm-hmm. Eva Longoria or who?
Or Jessica Alba.
Oh, Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unanimous.
Didn't think it'd be that easy.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi. You're on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike, hey, how about Jamie Presley or, I don't know her name, that chick from Joe Dirt, that blonde chick?
No, you got to come
up with... It doesn't work when you say, I don't know who she is.
Uh-huh. If you're doing mixed martial arts, who would you do? When you go into the squared circle, will you go in with someone like Jamie Presley, who is a 5-6-time...
Give you a good one.
...knockout winner? Right. You got to have someone in her class.
Got you one, all right? Mm-hmm. Jamie Presley or Molly Sims from Las Vegas?
Okay, which one is Molly Sims?
Molly
Las
Sims
Vegas?
Played the daughter of James Caan, the blonde daughter of James Caan Las Vegas.
Of the women of Las Vegas, the one that I would do first
is the one with the huge boobs.
No, not the one that I thought was in porno.
The little pixie like one with the brunette, the kind of Latin looking girl.
Yeah, she's the one that I would do first.
I would go with Jamie Presley though. Jamie Presley's tough to beat.
Me too. Jamie Presley would be a contender if you were doing Battle of the Network Sluts. Uh-huh. She would be. A way high seed.
And Jamie Presley is almost in a different league. You almost have to go into the modeling league when you're because she is so incredibly
and
hot.
That Joe Dirt caller might have been joking because Jamie Presley was in Joe Dirt.
Oh.
So it might have been a feeble joke.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike show.
Trick question.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
What about Katie Couric versus Meredith Vieira?
Now, that is an absolutely valid one.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So easy, though.
Meredith Vieira.
Katie Couric.
Vieira.
Oh, absolutely Meredith.
Uh-huh. All right.
I called her by her first name.
All to myself.
And I want to tell you something. I know this. Meredith would do things.
Oh, yeah. And that's where we disagree. Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking
that's
about.
That's where we disagree. I think it's the opposite. I think Katie would.
Oh. You know what, Katie? Here's what Katie would say. You want me to put my mouth there?
I think you're wrong.
No, and
I
Meredith,
think you're wrong. She's dated musicians before.
And Meredith has been with her afflicted husband.
With her crippled husband.
For so long.
Right.
She'd be eager for anything.
But I think that Katie has dated around.
She'd be so glad not to have a guy slide out of his wheelchair
into bed. Exactly. Sex without a safety belt?
Well, she's not going to do you now. That's for sure.
Nah, she'll be fine. She's been answering most of my letters.
She'll be A-okay. And I think we've done this one before since we're on the morning news shows. The lady from California that comes on there and substitutes occasionally. She's got the Italian name.
What show are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Today Show.
Oh, is she also?
You got Natalie Morales and then this chick.
I know who you mean.
I don't know her name. I'm being just like that guy. I'm breaking the rules.
How about this one?
My mistake.
Ann Curry or Hoda Kotb?
That's a good one in the spirit of the game.
I think that's pretty close.
Because both women are women that you would not want to do. I would have to do that Hoda, what's her name first?
Yeah, Hoda Kotb.
Uh-huh. You just like saying
I love
her name.
Saying it.
I like Hoda.
Hello.
Hoda,
but Mike? She'd have to wear jeans like when she learned the two-step.
Donna Mike, hello. Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Oops. Hi there. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I got one for you.
All right.
The cheerleader from Hero or your girl from The Office?
I think that's a disqualification since you didn't put the S on the end of Heroes.
But it is an outstanding one if you're going for the All-American girl.
It is.
Who would it be, her or...
You mean Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah.
Right. Or the girl from The Office.
I don't think the girl from The Office is in the same league as Hayden Panettiere.
No, Hayden Panettiere needs to step up to be in that league.
I agree with Rob there.
I don't like that cheerleader.
Hi there.
I think now you're sounding like a bunch of old farts.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. I know we got a break here. Hello.
Yes. Jenny Piccolo or Joni Cunningham?
He's referring, of course, Don,
to
Kathy Silver.
I would take the Piccolo girl.
I would take Pinky Tuscadero.
She wasn't on the table, though.
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brian Piccolo.
James Caan, and who was the other actor that played Gail?
Billy D. Williams.
Ah, very good. Very good.
I cried when Brian sung. They showed it in our seventh grade class.
Mm-hmm. I loved Brian Piccolo.
Play that Piccolo.
Well, that kind of took the wind out of my sails, though.
Sure did, Mike.
Anytime you're talking about Brian's song,
we cloud up.
Kind of slows it all down. Mm-hmm. Makes us all weepy.
I used to know that music. That identifiable Brian song.
The melody is in my head.
Michelle LeGrand.
Let's keep it.
What is it? Come on.
I don't know.
No, off the top of your head. You know it like.
Da, da,
like
da,
I don't know.
No, that's Summer of 42.
Yeah.
Da, 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 Rob, are you actually looking for Brian's song?
If I don't have it here, I have it at home.
Well, just drive home and get it. Da, 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 da. I mean, it was very identifiable.
It was very. It was
sad music, man.
Man, sad music. It was sad man music. It was very sad man music.
I do not have it.
Oh, once again, Rob has failed us.
As always.
You have failed your Führers and your mission.
Damn it.
We will be right back. And I believe we may be talking to Mary Lynn Chloe from 24.
Cool. Ah, yes, Mary Lynn Ricegut.
Well, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.